I mentioned that Anna Moran is the host of the Brit-Australian podcast. I imagine a lot of Brits who are currently living in Australia have the pull to go back home for this week of remembrance of Queen Elizabeth II. Anna's on the line. Thanks for your time.
Hi.
Okay. It's hard enough for non-Brits who want to be there, let alone if you were British and you want to be there.
Yeah, definitely. People are really, the Brits here are really missing home at the moment. The vast majority. There are some that, you know, don't mind so much that they're missing out, but the vast majority of us are really missing home right now with everything that's going on back there. Yeah, it's a sad time.
What sentiments are you getting from people?
I think the main thing, Steve, is that in the UK at the moment, when things like this happen, people pull together, and there's that. We're missing out on all of that. We're missing out on not just, you know, the fact that we miss our families anyway, and, you know, we miss home. You get homesick when you live away from home. But when events like this happen and the country pulls together and, you know, it's all over the media and the sad songs playing on the radio, you're missing out on the feeling of what's happening in the country. And I think that's what's making people feel really homesick at the moment.
How long have you lived out here?
I've been here for 11 years now.
You've known nobody but the Queen as your Majesty. You've known no other Queen or King?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm 37 years old, so yeah. I've only known the Queen.
I've been watching the coverage wall to wall. It's been the English do the pomp and ceremony so extraordinarily well, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Brits know what they do. It's amazing to watch, isn't it? It's incredible that, you know, it's so historic. The guards and the way they're dressed and, you know, all the marching. It's quite incredible still happening here in 2022. You know, it's unbelievable. And I think, again, that's if you are in the UK, it's on rolling news 24/7 on nearly every channel. You know, the radio stations are playing all the sad songs. They're not playing any upbeat music. So, you know, you get into your car and you're listening to the sad music. It's the feeling generally being at home or being back in the UK, I should say, that it's everywhere, you know, the feeling of sadness.
We were talking earlier in the program to Bianca Stone from Seven, who has been reporting on the queue to get to Westminster Hall. They now estimate the waiting time at 8 hours. It's probably going to go beyond that. The British do not mind a queue, Anna, but to imagine standing overnight for that amount of time to get into Westminster Hall, the numbers are just overwhelming, aren't they?
That's crazy, isn't it? I can't imagine. But people will do it. And so many of them, I believe, is it 500,000 people in total that they're expecting to be able to get through? I mean, that's not 500,000 that want to go. There's probably a lot more, but 500,000 people will be in that queue for as many as, you know, like you said, overnight. It's crazy. I'm just really pleased for them that it's not winter, because it would be a different story if it was winter and very cold, because I'm sure there are a lot of elderly people that are paying their respects and wanting to see the Queen's coffin.
What have you got planned Monday night for the funeral, starting at, it's 8 o'clock on the east, but I think you're in WA, so that's, it'll be right, 6 o'clock your time,
something like that. Yeah, so I'll be watching. My partner's Aussie, and we're actually staying with my partner's family at the moment, so we will probably all be watching that together. I'm not sure that they would watch it if I wasn't here. I'm not so sure that they would be so as interested, but I'm sure that, you know, we'll all sit and watch together the Queen's funerals, for sure. I have seen on the expat pages on Facebook and social media that people are gathering. So some expats are getting together and they'll be watching together. So they'll be, you know, going to each other's houses and it's just a remarkable. It's history happening right now, and yeah, it's something we don't want to miss.
History in front of our eyes. Great to catch up with you, Anna. Thanks a lot. That's Anna Moran there, the host of the Britstralian podcast.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.